Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Big plans for a popular SmackDown star, a released WWE talent says they were lied to, and the wrestling world pays their respects to the super genie, Melissa Coates. For Thursday, June the 24th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
As I laid up in a medical facility because of you, Apollo, and those steps, I had plenty of time to think. And Apollo, I hope and I pray that you know what you did. Because you crossed the Rubicon. You opened Pandora's box. There's no coming back from this. There's no sorry for this. To fix this, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, because you, Apollo, you made me go biblical. I gotta go Old Testament on you, because now it's eye for an eye. Now it's you take one of mine and I take two of yours. Now it's you come here to hurt me, and I come here to maim you. Now it's you step on my lawn, and I bulldoze your house. So beating you, pinning you now, that's not enough. No, I gotta end you. I got to end you. You want what I work for. You want what's mine. And fine, good. Because now I'm ready to give it to you. Now I'm ready to give you exactly what you deserve. And we don't need to wait. We don't need to wait at all, right here, right now, tonight. Bring your behind down to me and get the opportunity you've been waiting for. Come on. Come on. You want it? You've been begging for this? You come get it. You want this? Come get it now! Get it now!
Yeah, boy, we doing big things. Big belts, big rings. Bigger than you ever seen. Biggest big could ever be. So big, better beg for peace.
Big E has been a force of nature on Friday Night SmackDown. You feel like he is a guy that is so on the verge of absolute greatness. It almost makes you tense waiting for it to happen. And Big E could have some big plans very, very soon. This comes from WrestleVotes on Twitter, who say, I've heard from a few sources an idea making the rounds. Big E moving from SmackDown to Raw in the post-SummerSlam draft while still being pushed as a singles wrestler. In essence, New Day are back together without necessarily being a team. If so, Big E would become a fresh face for the Raw main event scene. I like the idea of moving some people around in the draft. I think it desperately needs to be done now. Both these shows need to freshen up. There's been a lot of talent lost on different sides and different divisions, and they certainly need to reset all the pieces following the mass releases from the last few months. And also, especially Monday Night Raw, it could really do with some freshening up. We're in a situation now where we've got all these championship belts, but nobody going for them feels particularly fresh. We've got a Bobby Lashley, Kofi Kingston match coming up, which I'm up for it, money in the bank. But sort of beyond that, we're sort of lacking in stars on the Raw side. Roman Reigns on SmackDown, he seems unstoppable at the moment, and it's kind of a case of we just don't know who they could put him up against. Moving some people around is going to help that. And I think with Big E, they are reluctant to put Big E in there with Roman Reigns. They don't want to end Roman Reigns' run just yet, nor do they want Big E to lose to Roman Reigns. So maybe Big E moving to Raw is the right thing to do. I am up for following a Bobby Lashley Kofi Kingston title match at Money in the Bank. I'm happy to see Bobby Lashley versus Big E for the WWE Championship. Maybe this is where we pull the trigger and put the WWE title on Big E. What a wild idea. Not impossible, but what a wild idea. Staying with the New Day, I think we may have seen the last of Xavier Woods for a little while. This comes from Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer. This follows Xavier Woods getting beaten very badly inside of the Hell in a Cell on Monday. Dave says, I think Xavier Woods is getting written out of the storyline. I'm not positive about it, but I did have someone mention that to me last night. We could see Woods gone for a little bit. And I mean, with Kofi Kingston getting this one-on-one match against Bobby Lashley for Money in the Bank, I think Woods maybe stepping away for a short while doesn't do any long-term harm there. And if it leads to Big E moving to Raw to get vengeance for Woods and Kofi Kingston, absolutely down for that. Absolutely down for that. Wesley Blake was chatting to Sports Keeda, and he's up for reuniting some of his old tag team pals. He said that Buddy Murphy is a name that, sadly, very talented, got released recently, and the opportunities of working back with Buddy would be a lot of fun. The great thing about these opportunities now is you have Steve Macklin, formerly Steve Cutler, over in Impact. That's another thing I'd like to do. I think me and him have a lot of unfinished business of still being a tag team together. So Buddy Murphy and Wesley Blake, former NXT Tag Team Champions. There's possibly something there. And then Steve Cutler, formerly the Forgotten Sons, with Wesley Blake on the indies as well. So possibly two different former WWE teams could be getting back together on the independent circuit. Staying with released WWE stars, Levi Cooper, aka Tucker, was talking exclusively to WrestleTalk about the split of Heavy Machinery. He said, I was never told about the split. First time I found out it might happen was at TV's on the day that we did the Talking Smack segment for the WWE draft. I was told it wasn't a hard split because they were just putting us on different brands and they were kayfabing everybody on what was up. And then a few weeks later, we do the El Gran Gordo thing with Otis in a mask pretending not to be Otis. And then I think the split happened about 2 days after that. I wasn't booked the day the split happened. I got a call at 1 p.m. saying, hey, we need you to come to the arena. I wasn't even told until 3:30 or 4 what was going to go down. And that plan's changed a couple of times. And looking back on it, I feel confident that the way that it happened was so I wouldn't ask a bunch of questions. And so I would kind of be frazzled into doing it, which is exactly what ended up happening. He also goes on to say, with regards to Otis's Money in the Bank win, I think Otis getting the briefcase was a real last-minute decision, I believe. I don't know that either. The truth of the matter is, I don't have any set answers. I didn't get any. I feel like I was definitely lied to, straight to my face, on multiple occasions. He goes on to say that there was some consideration that he would be involved in Raw Underground, but nothing really came of that. But quite telling that Tucker has left WWE feeling like he's been lied to during his run. Keith Lee is facing some issues trademarking his ring name. So back in December, Keith Lee applied to trademark his name for wrestling. However, there are issues with it going through. According to the Patent Office, there is, quote, a mark in a prior filed pending application that may present a bar to registration of the applicant's mark. The filing date of pending US application serial number, whatever the serial number is, precedes applicant's filing date. So Heal by Nature break this down to say that WWE currently has an active trademark filing for Keith Lee with the US Patent and Trademark Office. It is set to cancel as a result of not having a consent form from Keith Lee on file. The Trademark Office sent WWE a letter last December seeking a consent form signed by Keith Lee, which has not been signed. WWE has until September to get the signature from Keith Lee to move forward. In order for Lee to be granted his trademark, WWE's filing must be abandoned. So what I can glean from this, WWE wants to trademark Keith Lee's name. Keith Lee hasn't signed the consent form. Keith Lee wants to trademark Keith Lee's name, but he can't because WWE are putting a stopper on it. So there's something to read into this. And I think had Keith Lee been a more active part of the WWE roster lately, we wouldn't be thinking like this. But is the fact that Keith Lee is looking to trademark his name maybe part of something to do with maybe Keith Lee going? Is this another sign, another indicator that maybe Keith Lee is looking at life away from WWE already? We have not seen Keith Lee for some time, and there is no clear date for him to return to WWE. So the timing of this is rather interesting. When we know more, you will know more at cultaholic.com. Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling announced via Twitter that Yuka Sakazaki is going to be on US excursion, and she's going to be part of AEW's road tour in July. We haven't seen Sakazaki for a while, but she's been part of AEW since Double or Nothing 2019. She was teaming up with Amy Sakura and Aja Kong to face Hikaru Shida, Riho, and Ryu Mizunami. She also made some appearances back in February of 2020, just before the World Cup fire. And she was part of the Women's World Title Eliminator Tournament, where she made it all the way to the finals before losing to Mizunami. So very much beloved is Yuka Sakazaki. And it's great to see that she's going to be back with AEW in July. And finally, tributes have been paid to Melissa Coates, former wrestler, former manager, and the life partner of Sabu, who passed away on Wednesday at the age of 50. Melissa Coates had been dealing with some health issues due to blood clots in her leg. These required an amputation from above the knee last year. However, we don't know the reasons for her passing at this time. But what a mark that she leaves. Melissa Coates was a Killer Kowalski and UPW trainee. She was part of the WWE briefly. She was at the Backlash pay-per-view in 2005, attempting to break Chris Masters' Master Lock Challenge. She worked Deep South Wrestling, OVW, worked all over the independent circuit, never signed really anything for WWE, not even a developmental contract with them. She also worked as a manager on the indies for Sabu as the Super Genie. That came along much later on in her career, and she very much is survived by her partner Sabu. A few have come forward to pay tribute to Melissa Coates. Bailey putting out on Twitter, "I had my very first match against Melissa Coates. There's always a forever connection when you share the ring with someone, and I'm honored to have that with her. Thank you for being so sweet, so helpful, and busted my brace face open. I'll truly never forget you." Angelina Love says, "So extremely sad to hear of the passing of Melissa Coates. I've known her for years and years. She was such a sweet, wonderful, and thoughtful woman. R.I.P. Super Genie." "I'm heartbroken," says Beth Phoenix, "to have learned of the passing of Melissa Coates. She was a funny, kind, and gentle soul. My condolences to her family and loved ones." You're hearing some very similar words through all of this sentiment today. And we here at Cultaholic, we also extend our love and our best to the friends and family of the Super Genie, Melissa Coates. For Thursday, June the 24th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.